I have Mr. Coulson, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, did you get do a lot for your country today?
I think so. I think we got some good words.
You know, my wife thought Henry had done very well. She and Ziegler thought that it turned out better than you had. The point being that he really covered everything with the press, and that it really, after the audience left last night, what Henry had didn't amount to that.
Well,
and of course, as you heard, Bob, reports there were 94 million saw that last night, which is the biggest by 20 million than we've ever had.
I would imagine, Mr. Well, I don't know if it was the biggest in history, but I can't imagine a bigger audience than that. I don't know how you'd ever get a bigger one. No, my point on Kissinger was not to... Henry, it's just that I look at it, and I want him to be talking about you.
I know. He can't do that. He can't do that. He wants to be put on a, you know, an, you know...
From the standpoint, and I told him this, from the standpoint of a total exposition and a terribly articulate, comprehensive explanation, no one could work a genius.
Yeah. But apart from that, what on the plus side have you done today?
Well, we've got Cabot Lodge all fired up. I had him in my office just before I left tonight. He is going on the Today Show in the morning. He's going to do Liz Drew's program tomorrow night, which has a hell of an audience.
Great.
He's great, you know.
He believes in this. He knows he knows it couldn't have been done without what we've done.
He does several things. Number one, he was there when the war started, and so he really has the long perspective of it. He has served under the Kennedy administration as well as
Johnson and Nixon,
and then all three. So probably the
and Eisenhower.
And his feeling is very, very strong that we couldn't have gotten this before. And then he goes through his whole reasoning. Then he says what was wrong with all of the critics' suggestions over the proposals, and then how this was a brilliant stroke that he never thought would have been possible. That's pretty good coming from someone who has, you know, he still has good foreign policy.
Yes.
Public image, and he's an articulate fella, and he's all fired up to hit him. Laird is going to go on the Today Show Friday morning, and I talked to Mel again tonight, and he said this is the time, Chuck, to get him right in the gut.
He said that?
Yes, sir. And I said, okay, you're talking the right language, Mel, and I've sent him over some stuff that he can talk from. You know, some of the wacky things that were said, which he might want to just throw out on the... On the show now, we've got Bush on Sunday, so we've...
What's Bush going to do?
Well, it'll be his first show. He'll do the Sunday talk shows. He might be able to be a little tough, because...
But we don't want him to be... Don't have him get out of character,
because
he must not feel that he has to, right?
No, and he'll do it his way.
And he'll do great, too.
Yeah, and he's a good... He's a McGregor type, you know, he's a...
Right.
And that's good. We want that.
Right.
So I think I've talked to Hope Lewis, who will do a condensed history of the Vietnam War, written by Cabot Lodge, Our Way.
I
can get that in his April issue.
Good.
We've got a couple of op-ed pieces that are going out.
Hope must feel pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, Hope was just, God, I talked to him tonight, he's down in Florida. He just said, isn't this wonderful? I said, well, I'd like to do sort of a mini book on that for the Reader's Digest on how... Which they can get out pretty fast. You know, putting it in perspective, because we don't want to have left-wing writing this history. And
the opposition, of course, is there. You check are really dying, aren't they?
Oh, they're in agony, Mr. President.
Is that what you think?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we really do. And they're in agony because they don't know how to handle it. The only thing they're saying is, well, let's see if it works.
Oh, my God's sakes.
But they would have bugged out. Straight. So they're in a bad shape, to use that argument. And there really hasn't been anything that they've been able to come up with. Even Saxby today, I was amazed. It's obvious he's trying to get back on the bandwagon. He came around and praised your courage and the fact that you were able to see it through, and he sounded like a hawk.
And forgets everything he did.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's his fun. No, I'm here. But, I don't know. No one really has been, Bella Rapp said, and the nuts have said we should have done it.
What's McGovern said?
His first statement came over today. Let's see, it was pretty innocuous. He said he was just delighted that peace had come, and Senator George McGovern said today he's delighted that puzzled by the ending of the war in Vietnam, sir.
Puzzled, oh, Christ.
South Dakota Democrat defeated by President Nixon November 2 reported at Heathrow Airport. Of course, I am delighted with the president's announcement. I wish it had come many years earlier. I hope that the agreement will be satisfactory and it will endure. He remained to be convinced that the agreement could not have been reached before Christmas. Well, that's sour grapes. But that's a, you know, that's about the only...
But the main point we've got to get across is that this is not the bug out that they were for. This is a different agreement.
I really think that is. I talked, for example, to Jack Kemp tonight, who had been down at your briefing this morning, and Jack said that, you know, the calls he's getting and the people, he just thinks this is the greatest thing in the world, and he's reserved 15 minutes tomorrow to go out and kick the shit out of all the people he sent to.
But he's gone to?
Yes, sir. The House floor. But we're not going to have any problem with getting the horses this time. I mean, we've got the troops want to go out and fight. The only thing we've got to do is...
Give them the stuff to fight with, huh?
Right. And write a good enough case. I mean, this is the kind of thing. As soon as Buchanan's off this damn book...
Well, he didn't finish it yet.
He hasn't finished it yet, but he'll get some of this in there. But I just think Pat should almost...
The book is irrelevant. Shit, the book doesn't mean anything.
Well, he's almost got it finished now. He'll be finished this weekend. But at that point, then, I think Pat should devote damn near all of his time and effort to...
Yeah, because he can get out five times than anybody else can, and he knows everything.
Yeah, and he writes it, you know, he can write these articles, and I think we're going to start seeing the columnists. The Star tonight's editorial was a little... weak, but they had the little bit of crow. So
what'd they do? They were screaming about the bombing?
No. They praised you, and they said the judgment is yet to be written on whether the whole episode was a, you know, good one or not. But they praised you for bringing it to an end. It wasn't as enthusiastic as I would have thought we might have gotten from the Star, but Boston.
I'd raise hell with them a little.
Well, we're gonna have it.
Well, they can't have it both ways either.
That's right. It wasn't bad. Don't let me mislead you, but it was,
not what it should have been.
I would have expected it to be three cheers, God bless the president, you know, the way other editors out around the country are treating it. We're getting...
Are other editors treating it that way?
That's what Crossan tells me. Of course, I haven't seen anything other than the New York Times, and which was not really negative. Pretty good editorial, actually. And the
Post pissed on him, of course.
Oh, yeah. A little close. They're pathological. I think the reaction, Mr. President, is superb. I think anytime you get anything like...
You know what, these editorials, and we, now that you've mentioned them, we should remember this. Tell me the goddamn thing. If 94 million people saw this,
exactly.
Only about... 94,000 in the whole goddamn nation ever read an editorial. Believe me, no more than 94,000 ever read editorials.
That's right. No, that's right. We care about it because we want to read the nice things about it. But that's right. 94 million people saw that. They know the war is over and they're happier than hell. And you know those wire service stories today about crowds in various public places.
Did that get around a bit?
Yeah, that did. And that to me is a... That's a great story. The Times did some color stuff, New York Times this morning. I must confess, they did some pretty good color stuff.
They did?
Yeah. People in bars that were, you know, watching it on TV and saying, by God, that's telling them. And I'm sure that's the way the country reacted. And I think it's going to take a little, 2 or 3 days for the signing this weekend, for the full impact to sink in that the war is over. Then I think we'll be, you know, we'll really be getting the feel back from the people on it. I think it's there now, but I think it'll build because the bound to have been a little skepticism. They expected it once before and they didn't. I think people are stunned. I mean, they're
right.
Thrilled and stunned. But our job, as I see it, really, is just to keep this issue very, very much alive.
I understand you didn't have any success with Haldeman Ehrlichman, right?
Well, I left a message. I didn't get to talk to Bob. He, of course, was up at the Capitol with you, and I left a message that I thought it was a serious mistake. So, I do from many standpoints, really, the more I've thought about it.
Well, they've got it on my calendar for tomorrow, so I guess I'm going to do it.
Well, if it's to be, it's to be. I think, you know, we've I'll get into confronting the Congress right now. And I think coming on the heels of Johnson's death, what we're really saying in that message is that we're disassembling the Great Society, which is fine, but I'd give them a week to be, for the memory of Johnson to be forgotten before we did it. But so be it. It doesn't matter. In the long pull, this
probably isn't going to make that much difference either way, but it just shows you how our own, you know, the people that are involved in particular issues, like a domestic issue, they think that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I've been bouncing around the White House dancing for joy ever since yesterday when you told me what was coming, and I noticed everybody else is going about their business working on their messages,
In other words, you got to think about the big thing, right?
Yes, sir. I think, I mean, that your election, re-election by the mandate that you received, and then this week, what I think is a watershed landmark, inaugural speech, and the end of a war. Those are the two high points of this presidency so far. I mean, maybe China and Russia in that.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, that's right. But this is certainly one of the, certainly ranks up there as one of the seven.
Right.
But we'll be getting it from the folks. That is really a staggering figure. I couldn't believe it. You put the points across so beautifully, Mr. President. I think that there isn't anybody out across the country who didn't get your message. And tonight, they are.
That's why all the business about the Star and the Post and the rest doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference what they write or the Times.
Really,
if 94 million saw us do it and they were.
So you do it. Say,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
In a marvelous address because it came right to the point. Announcing that we were included in the agreement to end the war. God. First out of the box. I get the materials over to the cabinet, Mr. President. It was passed out to them as we were leaving.
Good.
We got them your speech. We got them an outline of the protocols and the agreement. So at least.
All right. Good. Now that's something to talk about.
And we got them the best statements from the congressmen, you know, the ones that had some really emotional appeal, like Jerry Ford's.
We got them
a one-page thing that Buchanan did that is good and tough, but
good.
If they want to, you know, hit hard, they can use it. So our cabinet fellows are all primed. The Hill guys, they're all up, I gather, from all the reports. Sure as hell from Jack Kemp's conversation tonight.
He really wants to cut him up, huh?
Yeah, he does. God, he's just enjoying it. And so I think we can keep this.
Right.
I think we will keep this ball rolling. And we look at it long term. We'll be doing things like the digest. Other things like that.
Just keep rolling it.
That's what we do. Kissinger, you asked me earlier today, Mr. President, whether he was doing the TV anchorman. He's going to do them tomorrow, and I think that's not a bad idea, actually. Tonight, you know, they were overwhelmed with.
And they have nothing for tomorrow night because of the day of mourning, but Kissinger can do them now.
And that may get us some good commentaries at the end of the day tomorrow.
Good.
So we'll put that in the works tomorrow, and then, of course, we have Friday, Saturday. We'll have it right through the week.
Okay. Give her a rest.
I hope you're feeling better, Mr. President.
What's that?
I hope you're feeling better, sir.
Oh, I'm all right. Thank you.
You should be taking something for that.